So, hello everybody, welcome back to another episode. I'm back with Agastya, Abhimanyu and me today. So these are the co-founders of People Express, and I think these are everybody watching this is going to love this session for sure. These are wonderful people from People Express, and we will have a conversation about it in the conversation in this session. So it would be great if one of you can explain us about People Express and your idea of People Express.
So, Agastya, why don't you?
Okay, yeah, I'll start. So, this was at a time in, I think, last year, July. And we just got our summer holidays had just ended. And we just realized that our workload was increasing a lot. And we were in ninth grade at the time, and our workload was increasing a lot. And every news website you open, any newspaper, the only thing it has and it still has is, it shows that little live COVID count cases, and every single headline you could read was not about anything else, not about what the good was happening in the world, but everything negative about how many COVID cases are increasing, how there's no vaccine yet. And it was just, the three of us felt that this wasn't good, and it was having a negative impact on a lot of people. So in order to spread positivity, we started to our own weekly digest called the People Express. So it started with a very small weekly digest. It had very short articles, just three articles and very short articles. So then after that, we started building on it. And it's been, I think, almost 9 months now of just we kept building on it, and it's become pretty big, the digest.
Okay. And what do you write in the weekly digest? What does it has more? What do you guys speak and write? Do you try to, what message do you try to convey over there?
We can write anything. We've written about important life skills to have. Then we've written about what implications Virat Kohli taking paternity leave has on the future of social norms. Then we've talked about Elon Musk and SpaceX. We've talked about the importance of growing your own plants and how it can be like growing a pet. We take anything that pops into our head that we think might be interesting to share with people. We write it down. Then we have a specific happiness quotient where all the positive happenings and the positive news that has happened in the past week, we just write that down. Then we have a did you know with discoveries and interesting developments in science and interesting facts. We have the last shot, which is our sports section. We have recommendations for TV shows and movies. We have a book review. So we've tried to make it as holistic as possible.
And adding on to Abhimanyu's point, so it's not just that we write. So sometimes our articles, it's not just that, for example, if say a certain country has got 50%, half their parliament has women also in their parliament. So we don't just write about that. We take it in a way that we write it as what positive things should come or should be implemented in the world. So I wrote an article about how it's important to have more women in the parliament and more women participating in the election process and just generally. So that's one way of how we did.
Yeah. And also, like, at the start of the People Express, we didn't really have anything. Like Agastya said, we only had like three short articles, and we didn't really write much there. But during the 9 months that we've been writing our articles, we've been slowly elaborating on whatever we want to speak about. We've added more things, like Abhimanyu said, the happiness quotient, the last shot and everything. Basically, our intent is to spread happiness and positivity. So, for example, I also wrote an article about being yourself and don't conform to social standards if you have just because you have to. Be yourself and you will be happy. So, about spreading happiness.
And that's really beautiful, and that's great that you guys are doing it at a very young age, I think. And that's really wonderful. The time I got to know about the work you guys do and you're doing, that was I felt very good about it, and I was very happy that there are somebody doing it. So the next question I would like to ask you guys is how do you, what's the writing process? How do you write it? And how do you try to, do you take anybody's help to, get it corrected, or any words which could make somebody feel, which could create some kind of offense or something? How do you try to write on it and about it. Yeah.
So our writing process is, we just take, so each of us follows a different writing process. Mihir usually writes down the outline of what he's going to write and then fills that in. I usually just write whatever comes into my head. Sometimes I then change the order according to where it should fit. So we all have different writing processes and we all usually give feedback on each other's work. For example, if I found something in Mihir's that I think should be changed, or Agastya's that I think this language should be changed because it sounds vague, then we'll discuss that amongst ourselves. And our parents really help us in a lot of things. Sometimes they look over our work if they think it needs editing. So our parents help us a lot and we help each other.
Yeah, so also I would like to add on to one more thing. So again, like Abhimanyu said, we screen each other's articles and all to see if it's all good. And we also add points maybe where something could be helpful and something could be added to each other's articles. And also like we screen each other's article ideas also, like right before we write the articles down, we tell each other what we're going to write about, and maybe we collect points also. We discuss it as a group and then we collect points of what we're going to write and how we're going to write it.
So the planning process starts from say Tuesday. So at the beginning and middle of the week, we discuss what we're writing about. We discuss some ideas. We see if the ideas are good, if they'll work well. And we take each other's feedback on if the ideas are good, if they'll work or not. And then through the week till Friday, we research. And then Saturday and Sunday, we work on it. And by Sunday, it's out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is actually one of the best uses of technology before the pandemic even started. So Google Docs or video calling, it was almost a preemptive strike for when the pandemic finally hit, because Google Docs has really been a lifesaver, because we can see each other's work while it's going, instead of having to use a document, write everything down and then put it on and then read through the entire thing. We can go and write when it's happening. We can all do our work together. Then we have video calls. We can discuss what we're doing, when we're doing it. And so basically, it's very interesting how even before a pandemic, we were partially prepared for some of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And, you know, you speak about how you write and how you try to correct yourself. And I think that's really great in the way you're trying to work, you know. Just trying to, you know, help each other and make yourself, of course, it's going to help you long term in writing and in multiple stuff. And I think you guys are in 8th or 9th and your exams are coming, 10th year is going to be your boards. So which will be very useful to you guys, that you learn writing, you know, as we hear out more on writing stuff, you know, in the test in the colleges, how it works here. I think writing will help you when learning and a lot of different stuff. So how do you guys try to, you know, what are your bigger picture of this idea you're trying to do through People Express? What do you think you'll be able to make out of it in the future, or, you know, in the bigger picture, how do you see it?
So we just want to continue spreading positivity around the world, because positivity is something that's really needed. Pandemic or not, having positivity can really change the way you look at life and the way your life happens. For example, one day you trip and fall and you hurt your foot and you can't walk for a week. If you were positive, you would say, I've been working so much, finally I get to rest. But if you were more negative, you would say, now I can't do anything for 1 week. So those small changes can really affect your life. So positivity is one of these rare treasures that is overlooked, but you really need. So I think we're just going to continue spreading positivity through our weekly digests for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, also since everybody in the world right now is quite cynical, seriously, because of all the forwards that are going around, no one has the time to be optimistic. Right now, we're trying to make everyone happy and we're trying to make everyone see the world in a positive way, like Abhimanyu said.
Yes. So, of course, have you, so you just see yourself as you know, doing the same work for a while, so you can share more of positivity and share more positive content, which could help.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing we would like to have is a bigger reach. Our reach is fairly big right now, but the bigger our reach is, the better it is for us, because we'll be spreading more positivity, and for people, because they'll be getting more positivity towards them.
Mm-hmm. So another thing we want to try to do is, so you know, like we added more things to our digest as we moved on. It's another thing we're trying to do. So now once a month or so, we're going to release video digest to make it more interesting for our readers to watch. So instead of reading it, they get to watch a 5-minute long video of our digest, but as a video. So we're going to keep trying to add new things to our digest and improve them as much as we can to improve the way a person can read it and to increase the level of positivity.
Hmm. Beautiful, beautiful.
Hmm. I have one question for you. So as a reader, what would you think any weekly digest, or more specifically the Paperless Press, should include?
See, I read very less. My attention and how I try to consume content is more through video, as you're working on making videos and helping people watch my videos. That would interest me more. I do read sometimes, but if you're asking from your side, I think if you could make it more looking a bit funnier in the sense, you know, creative way, and make it, I think you guys are still learning, you guys are still making it, so you make it, you'll even reach there. Just one thing I felt when I was reaching, searching for Paperless Press on the Google, I felt it could be more creative. That's it. Otherwise, I think it was already beautiful. The content was written on it was really great, and I loved it. Yeah. But I read very less. I love to consume video content. Thank you for bringing that question up here. What are the major, of course, you said about positivity and multiple stuff. Do you think Paperless? Do you guys think Paperless Press always will work only on positive content, or will also move beyond it, and maybe become a company which tries to do journalism more than just sharing positive news and positive stuff? Yeah.
So what I think is, so positivity is one thing that will always continue to be a part of our digest. So we will keep adding new things. We will keep, it's not that we just write about positivity. So like we had said before, we have the happiness quotient section. So that section will remain permanent, because we believe that there still is a need for positivity. And along with that, we do have our 3 normal articles. So with our articles that we continue to write, we do try to keep it as relevant as possible to what's happening around the world. So Abhimanyu had written about the entire GameStop. He had written a 3-part series about the GameStop saga and what had happened with GameStop stock, and you know how it just happened out of the blue. And then I had written about 5 lessons of democracy that we can learn from the Capitol riots when they happened last year. So we're going to try and keep it as relevant to the news that's happening around us as possible, and continue the positive aspect to it at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have been trying to add more journalism to our weekly digest. So a few digests ago, we had a guest submission from Vanya Bhandari, which was boots on the ground, because she had gone on a Vande Bharat flight, and she was writing about how it was, what safety features were there, how they gave food. So we've been trying to expand from these topics to something where you can be there physically and explore what's happening. So we'll keep on trying to improve and add new things, as Agastya and me here.
Yes, so basically positivity will remain as the happiness quotient, like Agastya said. But also one thing we're trying to provide to our readers is fresh new content, and not the same old news that's happening. Because all the news channels and all the news articles and digests, they all focus on like a particular set of people or a particular category. And we want to expand our horizons. And that's why we're also allowing guest submissions. We're welcoming guest submissions because we would like other people's perspective also.
further on what the Paperless Press is also doing. So there are a few news magazines and news channels focused specifically for children, but not those many. So for example, the GameStop was a very difficult article for me to write because it was really complicated. They have all these terms like shorting the stock. And so it was a very complicated article to understand, but that's why I thought it would be a nice thing to make easier for everyone to understand, because it's a very heavy on finance article. So many non-finance experts who are interested in why that word is popping up on recommended and trending on everything, it will be easier for them to understand when it's put in much simpler terms than shorting the stock is what's caused GameStop to fall. If you explain shorting the stock, it will be much easier for people to understand. So having news that's easy for people to understand is another thing we'd like to focus on.
Okay, great. What things personally did it help you, three of you? It would be great if you could, you know, add it one by one. That how did it help you guys learn stuff, and how did you try to learn, and how do you try to learn more, and what did you learn in this journey of Paperless Press? I think it's been around a good time. It's been already 9 months you guys started Paperless Press. So what did you learn, three of you personally?
Okay, so personally, what I've learned in the 9 months that I've written articles for the Paperless Press is that you have to expand your horizons and go out of your comfort zone once in a while. And even if you stay in your comfort zone, you will never experience some things that might even be good for you. Even the things that are bad for you, you'll learn from them. And you know how to be successful from the bad things also. Okay. So expand your horizons and always strive for something new.
So what I've learned, first of all, again, as Mihir said, stepping out of your comfort zone, I'm not very good with keeping up with what's happening around the world. I like to think that sometimes I do live under a rock. So Agastya is very good with all of this current affairs. So this GameStop article, as I've said before, was a challenge, not only because it's complicated because of the financial terms, but also because it's current affairs, which I'm not as good with as other people. So, and more than just writing, we've also been managing it. So we've been taking feedback, and before our seventh digest, we had an old website, which was like a beta website, where it wasn't very user-friendly. The URL was very long and complicated. So when we changed that and started developing the new website, I've never developed a website before. So that was another interesting thing to do.
Okay. Yes, Agastya, anything to add upon over here?
No, I don't think so. I think they've covered it.
Oh, also one more thing I would like to add is that you should express yourself and basically write whatever you're thinking about the topic, because some people actually find things interesting, because you might think that it's just normal to you, but some people actually find it interesting. And it might be better. So you have to express yourself whenever you're talking or writing.
Okay. If you could get us more deep into your work process. How do you guys work, and how much time do you give to an article? How deep do you search? You know, more to make it more, help us more understand the work process and how you do this stuff in the Paperless Press. Yeah.
So our work process begins with the first and foremost thing we always do is share a Google Doc where it'll be titled with the weekly digest name, and we'll have this who's doing which section, who's doing the happiness quotient, the did you know, who's doing the cover story this time. So all of that, and then from there we give 2 hours to an article, sometimes we give more, it all depends on the topic. And research again depends on the level of information you need. Some articles are more for personal opinions and personal experiences, which we need like the boots on the ground article that we were talking about, that wouldn't need any research because that's what you're doing on your own. But then an article about the Capitol riots, you'll need to research about entirely what happened in the Capitol riots, why they happened, what happened while they were happening, were there any casualties, what caused them. So all of that you need to research. So it varies from article to article, how deep we go. But usually we give around 2 hours per article.
Okay. So, you know, as you are writing, I think you would have done a good amount of research about stuff and would have understood about a good amount of researching and all those different stuff and, you know, knowing more about the way things are written and the way articles are written because you read, because you don't have people on ground who could you tell what is happening and what's not happening. I think you would agree upon that point, that, you still have a very minimal reach. And minimal reach in the sense the way you can get the information verified. So how much do you guys think that the info we get today on the news sites, or how much are they influenced? How much do you think are how are they influenced by politicians and the political parties all over the world? I think it's the same. There's no difference anywhere in the world. I think it's almost same everywhere. So how do you think these articles are bought and buyed, and the real journalism which was talked about and which we know about is no more there? Yeah. What do you think on that?
So for researching, we'll never only use one website to confirm whether something is verified or not. We'll go through a variety of websites. If there's conflicting information, then we'll dig deeper into that part. But if there isn't conflicting information in 4 or 5 websites, then there's a high probability that it will be true. Okay. So that way, then we decide whether or not we want to use it. Sometimes if there's information that we can't find, then we can obviously say this information is unclear through various sources. And about what you were saying about journalism, obviously, though there is a big thing about all press is free in various countries, there will be some sort of influence or a personal bias. If someone writing an article about how Donald Trump had a bad government was a very pro Hillary Clinton person while this was happening after the elections, then obviously they'll be heavily anti Donald Trump. But I think most people are anti Donald Trump, which is not very surprising to me. But still, if there is someone who's pro Trump and they write an article which covers up all of Trump's mistakes saying this was someone else's fault, again, that's the complete opposite. Then that's not free press, even though there's no influence from an outsider, there's influence from your own personal bias. And then there are countries where information is controlled by the government. So all of that press has been diluted, but we personally always make an effort to leave our biases behind and write only what the information says and how we can judge that without being biased.
Adding on to what Abhimanyu said, personally, I think that in the end, no matter what you do, there will always be a personal bias behind whoever's writing it. Even it'll be deep inside the head, but it will in the end influence what they're writing. And about the other part of the question that was about how much the governments control news agencies. I think sometimes when you read a certain article by any news magazine, whatever it is, if you read it carefully enough, you will figure out if it is biased or not, if it is being influenced by someone or not. And there's not much we can do about it by reading it, but what we can do is make sure that we won't use those sites and just go to the ones that are correct. And same thing goes about WhatsApp forwards that you get they may not always have the truth. So I think it's best to stick to your gut and read it. And if you do think it's wrong, then and it is fake news or it is influenced news, I don't think I would read it or share it with anyone else.
Yeah, so I also would like to add on. So I completely agree with both the points, especially Abhimanyu's point that we have to check multiple sites to get the correct information, because every site won't be completely correct. So it'll have a bit of correct information, but the rest, again, like Agastya said, might have bias in it. So we have to take all the little pieces of information we get from each and every website we visit, and then piece together the article that we want to make. Because no one site will have all the correct information and everything.
Okay. So I think these are the questions I had about PeopleExpress and wanted to know about PeopleExpress. If you guys would like to put anything or add any stuff about PeopleExpress or would, you know, give any kind of information, please go ahead.
I would also like to say that the guest submissions are welcomed, and they're actually really nice because you can just express yourself and then send in a guest submission to us, and we'll be sure to edit it and include it in our digest, because all opinions are included.
Yes, and there are people who aren't comfortable publishing things if they have a personal opinion. So we also are welcome to have your publication as anonymous if you don't feel comfortable sharing it. But more, we want to express our gratitude to all our readers, those readers who started reading from the very beginning, those who joined in later. All our readers, they've been really supportive. They are the ones who convince us to get out of wherever we're doing and start writing. And especially since we recently have won the Jagran Josh Award, Education Award for Most Promising Literary Talent, thank you to everyone who voted for us, and thank you to the jury, and thank you to our parents and our family for supporting us. The biggest thank you to them, because their support is extremely helpful. So just thank you to everyone who supported us.
And also, I would like to add, thank you to everyone who even might not have liked our articles. Even though you might not have liked our articles, you gave us constructive feedback, and that is thoroughly, thoroughly appreciated. Thank you so much for that. It tells us how to improve on our articles, and it will make our articles also better in the future.
Yeah, really true. So yeah.
So that's one of the last things I wanted to add about what we've learned is taking feedback. So I remember there have been times for everyone when constructive feedback was just a glossed over way of saying we don't.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Feedback was just a way of saying we don't like what everyone would take it as we don't like what you're doing. So stop. But we've learned how to appreciate constructive feedback. And so anyone who thinks constructive feedback means that what you're doing is wrong, what it actually means is what you're doing is very good. So people want to pay attention to it and invest their time and effort into helping you improve. So anyone who's watching, don't take constructive feedback badly, always take it well. And yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So thanks to both the three of you for being here. It was very great to hear about the PeopleExpress, and I hope to see you grow bigger and reach more. And thank you very much for being here. It was a pleasure to have you three of you. Thank you very much.